Greetings, this is Paul with the Traverse team. If the weather was better, we would have a totally new view. But as it is, we finally made it up to 17,000 feet, and we're at that high camp now. But it's kind of socked in, so all we see is white soup at the moment. But I'm sure that'll change. See, last night the low here was negative 25, if I recall. Supposed to be a little warmer tonight. But take that with a large grain of salt. And the big news is, last we heard at least, there was going to be some pretty substantial winds coming up, like 40 mile an hour type stuff, where you basically don't go outside your tent for more than a minute or two at a time. So that could not bode well for our aspirations for traversing, but we shall see. We're going to kind of hang out here and see what happens. Pray for good weather and no wind. That would be awesome. Let's see here. That's the current update from me. Here's Bart.
Yeah, hi, it's Bart. I was in Eindelijk zijn we naar een high camp vertrokken. En niet dat het weer de beter op wordt. Sterker nog, het weer is alleen nog maar steeds slechter, vooruitzichten ook. Maar willen we überhaupt nog een keer de top halen, dan moeten we gewoon in een high camp zitten en daar wachten totdat we iets kunnen, eventueel kunnen bereiken. Traverse beginnen langzamerhand een beetje op ons buik te schrijven. We zijn hier pas heel laat aangekomen. Het is nu 11:30 s'avonds. We zitten hier, Chris naast me zit nog te eten. Het is koud, het is nat en dat maakt het nu een beetje moeilijk. Slaapzak is nat. Als je je rugzak uitpakt, alles wordt onder de sneeuw gegooid. Dus ik heb eerst een half uur op rillen van de kou. Maar nu inmiddels weer wat warmer. Al ben ik benieuwd hoe mijn rug deze natheid allemaal gaat vinden. Goed, morgen zitten we blijven waarschijnlijk gewoon hier. En hopelijk is dan een beschermd zonnetje, wordt alles weer droog. En dan loop je wat vrolijker. Maar we voelen ons verder allemaal goed. Dus hier is Chris.
So it was a really interesting day for me. I kind of hit the wall, and it was a really hard hike up 3,000 feet to the high camp here. Kind of every dog has its day, and today wasn't my day. But some of the more interesting parts were walking along the ridgeline where you could look down on either side of your footsteps and just see that the earth fall off for thousands and thousands of feet. Nice to get up high again and to feel what it feels like to have your brain be starving for oxygen and your body be tired and trying to exert itself when you have almost no energy left. Last thing that just happened was the boys weren't too appreciative of me going to the bathroom in the front of the vestibule. They said it smelled a little bad, but Life in the snow, I think. What else? Yeah, for the most part, it was just a cloudy day and didn't really get to take too many pictures or see too much. But overall, it was still a great challenge, and it was it's an honor and just amazing to be able to be here and to have these experiences. And that's about it for the night. It's super late. The hike took us about 8 hours. And we're all very, very tired. Probably go to sleep here very soon. Anything else? That's it. All right. Good night.